In my family, Christmas Day was for the Americans, but Christmas Eve was for us. Christmas Day was toys and wrapping and paper, and Christmas Eve was food and wine and three or four tables shoved together in the basement of my grandparents' home in the 600 block of South Macon Street where I continue to live. And if any of you have seen Avalon by Mr. Levinson, those early Thanksgivings in that movie when they were all from the old country, of all the tables pushed together, that is Christmas Eve of my memory. And it was held at my grandparents' house from 1935, when my father was 1 year old, until 1976, when his mother passed away. And then for the next 30 years, it was at my mother's house. Mom and Dad are here tonight. So it was 30 years on Macon Street, and 30 years at Mom and Dad's in Linthicum near BWI. And since I now live in the original home, I had daydreamed for years of this perfect symmetry of it returning where it all began. When I would spend the afternoon there, when they would fry the fish in the afternoon, and the real classic Christmas Eve vigil of the Mediterranean Catholic countries is 13 different types of seafood. It was a Catholic fast day, and the would represent Christ and the 12 apostles. And there would be fried squid, not gotten from Icaros, but bought at Broadway Market and fried ourselves, and fried whiting and red snapper. And I would take my nap as excited as I could be, and I would help my grandmother set the table. And one of the reasons I think I became a storyteller is my grandmother was legally blind, and I, as a very young boy, would walk her up to Eastern Avenue, and she would ask me to describe like the dish towels. She would have to, you know, and I'd say, well, this one has like birds on it, and it's kind of blue, and but this one has like, you know, like Christmas trees on it, and she would select what she wanted, and we'd walk home. So ever since my children were born, the only Christmas Eve, now that's my Christmas Eve, very, very special. And the things that we just don't do anymore, like little shallow dishes of olive oil with celery in it and ground black pepper on top. And that's some sort of old world thing that if we do it now, we do it for the same reason that Maria plays Scrabble, as much out of honoring our relatives as celery and olive oil with black pepper. So from the time my kids were born, who only remember my mother's house for Christmas Eve, I had this great poetic vision of the perfect symmetry of this, the biggest feast of the year, the biggest holiday of the year, the empanada, the paella, the pierogi, all the various East Baltimore kitchens coming together at one household, that it would come back to my house. My brother Danny got it. Christmas Eve at Danny's. While I was walking the picket line in Hollywood last year on strike without a nickel in my pocket, they took the holiday and sidestepped it around me. I confess, with a little bit of shame, to being very upset. I mean, I lost a couple days sleep over, like, oh. Because I didn't want it, I wanted to bring it on home, as Mr. Zimmerman would say, bringing it all back home, you know? And, but there wasn't much I could do about it. 3,000 miles away, you know, Mr. Half-Ass Hollywood producer, not even home. And there was like a round table discussion to which Ralphie was not invited. Mom wasn't up for it anymore, you know. And, you know, Danny has lived in Ralphie's shadow for many years, and I mean, I'm the firstborn male grandson. I was named after the guy who hosted this thing in Highland Town for 30 years. And Danny stole Christmas Eve. Right out from under it. And there was nothing I could really do. And so I finally accepted it. And now this feast goes on and on and on. There are like at least a dozen different entrees, and you know, it's very Americanized now to a certain degree, so there's like a ham, but there's really a lot of homemade food. And to help Mom out, we all sort of get assignments. My brother Victor, who lives in Rhode Island, is a very good cook. He's probably the best of the three Alvarez boys. It's Ralph, Danny, and Victor, and he does the paella. And Danny and his wife Renee bend the, you know, over backwards to get the house just sparkling. Now, when I look at pictures from Christmas Eve from the 60s, there's only like 12 people around the table in this little row house basement. It's gotten much bigger over the years, so I'm not even sure I could fit everybody. But my assignment, the only thing I was asked to do last year for this holiday that I was sure would be mine, was to bring a tray of squid from Icaros, because we don't fry it ourselves anymore, and good Greek bread. And everyone knows you can't get good bread in the suburbs. Just can't do it. Doesn't exist. And, you know, my kids come in, and blah, 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 and I get to Danny's, and I forgot the bread. Mr. Symmetry of the holiday, right? And, of course, Danny answers the door, and you know what Danny says is, "Where's the bread?" Like, oh, shit. So everybody goes in, and you know, you can't start dinner without bread. And so it's like 7 o'clock on Christmas Eve in Linthicum Heights, and I'm looking for good bread. And I'm like, I go to the Italian pizza parlor, and I'm pulling up and the lights go off, right? And then next to it is the Food Lion. I have no idea what they sell at the Food Lion. And all they've got is like, you know, this half-ass wholesome soft twist crap. And like, so I'm thinking, what the hell am I gonna do? I said, if there's anybody open on Christmas Eve selling good bread, it's a Greek. So I go to G&M on Hammonds Ferry Road, right? And I explain, and it's a madhouse, and I explain what I need, and they sell me 80 individual dinner rolls, and the guy stands there and wraps them one by one. And I'm like, just throw them in the bag. Here, like, and he charges me 35 cents a piece. 35, and but like, you know, so I go to Danny's from G&M, it's not that far away, and I've got these two big bags of individually wrapped dinner rolls for 35 cents a piece. I think two bags of bread cost me like $40. And Danny answers the door and he says, "Oh, you didn't have to go to all that trouble. We don't really need the bread, right?" So what I want to say is, what I've come around to believe is that the biggest gift I could give to Danny, whom I love, is to be gracious about the fact that the holiday is now at his house. He did a wonderful job, and that I hope it'll be there for the next 30 years, and I'll be there with my grandchildren. Who gets it after that? It's out of my hands. I want to end with this. The woman who cooked for 30 years in Linthicum, my mother, Gloria, is here in the fourth row, and she had a birthday on Saturday, and I think we should sing happy birthday to her. All right, now her name is Gloria, but we call her Glow, okay? So that's the key name there. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Glow. Happy birthday to you.